Sup? The opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Yeah! Future Bachelor Episode 5, we back!
Oh my god.
Rest in peace, Avicii. This one's for you. Episode 5 dedicated to Avicii.
We love you.
Boo, boo, boo. Little dance. Yo, start off with this vibe. Oh, go.
Is this like a fist pumping vibe?
We're back to the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, a lot of fist pumping.
Yeah. Yo, we got a situation over here. Uh-oh. Okay, her hair's going.
That's how you know. It's when my hair's flipping around.
We had to do it for Avicii. Welcome, everybody, to the show. This is Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And, what's up? We had to go in for Avicii. Rest in peace. The dude
R.I.P.
passed away way too young.
Yeah, 28.
This past week, so.
Younger than you, Sai.
Yeah, wow. Thanks for pointing that out. But yeah, it is unfortunate. He's around my age, Veronica, and while you're laughing, but yeah, so that's super unfortunate. You know, a talented music person, young, you know, definitely someone that I've
super
been out
young.
Partying and while I was a DJ playing all
Avicii yeah.
stuff. So it only felt appropriate to start the show off with Avicii.
Yeah, poor guy. Like, he had his gallbladder and I think his appendix removed.
Oh wow.
And he had acute pancreatitis, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Because of excessive drinking by age 28. Like, so he pretty much just I was reading up
as the official toxicology or like what is it called?
Like, it was like no like foul play or anything like that. It was literally, yeah, his body, he was in poor health. Like, he had canceled like his most recent tour and everything like that because he was in such poor health, and just like, I can't do it. I need to just take some time off for my health. And so, like, I know he came out with this song, I think, kind of recently.
How long ago did he like kind of take a break?
I think it was within the last year.
Oh wow, okay.
So, but I mean, I was reading something else about him that he was the kind of person that, you know, is very introverted and like didn't really do well with fame. And I feel like that those are the kind of people that tend to spiral, and then like they have.
Well, I mean, we were just going through his playlist, and he has hits for days.
Yeah, hits for days for sure. And like, I think just like how he went kind of reminds me a lot of who am I thinking of?
Avicii?
No, I'm thinking of Rehab. What's her name? Why am I blanking right now?
Hold on. What Rehab? They went
to
rehab.
Go to rehab.
Oh, why
are we blinking?
I think I know why. yeah, it's the new microphones. That's what we got going on here right now. Shout out to the new equipment. Shout out to Behringer. Shout out to Zingu microphones. And yeah, we got some new equipment.
I know. I feel like a real like bougie bee up in here. You know.
Amy Winehouse. Why do we
forget? Everybody who's listening to our podcast can be like, these idiots.
Idiots. But yeah, we were just running around with our heads cut off with this new equipment, setting it up.
I know. It's just like,
actually, I was. You were just like, Sai, what the hell is taking so
long? Well, I was just trying to help you, like, you know, maybe talk out what
was
happening.
A little stressful. I was like, really.
You were getting a little.
Sorry you saw that side of me, V.
Oh, I feel like I've seen it before.
Well, I do want to circle back to last week's conversation,
Baychella.
You know, Future Bachelor is a podcast about, you know, it really was me becoming the first brown Future Bachelor.
It's all, guys, if you forgot, it's all about Sai.
It's all about me, but V is
just here
along for the ride. But because of
that, I just, you know, control what we talk about.
Well, I honestly think that being able to have these conversations on the podcast helps me to, you know, grow up a little bit.
I'm happy.
Ironically, and you're younger than me.
Yeah.
So.
See, I get that a lot.
Well, the reason why I'm saying this is because, like, you know, we had last couple of weeks we've had some pretty deep conversations, and like, I love being able to talk about it with you. But the point of this podcast is not only just to like have fun and talk about current events, but I want to like grow from these podcasts and stuff that we talk about and learn about. And you know, so I was just like listening, thinking about Beyonce, and like, you know, all the preconceived notions I've had about Beyonce come from when I was like younger 20s, and now I'm a 30-year-old man, and talking about the reasons why I, you know, dislike Beyonce. I was like, I'm stupid. Well, I like, I'm trying to spread like positivity, yeah, not hate and stuff like,
yeah,
that. So even to consider myself a Beyonce hater is like, I hate myself for that.
Wow.
And I had like a coworker at work. Shout out to my girl, Adrian. She's a big fan of podcasts, big fan of you. You guys have a lot in common,
really,
when it comes to, yeah. So she comes into work after every time we drop a podcast and she's like, hey, I got a bone to pick with you. And we'll just talk about the podcast.
I love that.
Yeah, she's awesome. And she's like my big sister at work. So she, aww, you know, I listen,
yeah,
to
her. Yeah, you gotta introduce me to her sometimes.
But she's wise. She's wise. So she'll drop like some knowledge on me. And like, you know, she was like, why do you care about like if Beyonce was hiding? And to be honest, I don't care if she was hiding or having a surrogate.
Weird.
And stuff. Yeah. Well, it's not that like, I mean, I did care at one point. And if you choose to care about it, I would think last week's podcast was more about like Beyonce conspiracy theories, and
well,
you know,
you
so
made it, yeah, that's what you were talking,
yeah,
about,
yeah, yeah.
I was not talking,
but I didn't want to come off like I care about anything like, you know, a woman or like, yeah, you know, couples decide to do when they mm-hmm. want to be. So, you know, I want to say and go on the record to say that after like a full discussion with you on the podcast, we went through a couple of Beyonce songs, and I admitted that I like probably like two or three.
I feel
of them.
Like I really love this podcast because I just love being right.
Well, you are. I mean, I'm not gonna take that away from me. I feel like, you know, I think I am a Beyonce fan, and shout, yeah, out to all my people that are with
there
me.
There you go.
Or the people that just give people chances or can like, you know,
yeah,
go back and admit when they like might be hating a little bit.
Yeah.
So
you
I
know,
just wanted to say that.
I love watching you grow.
Yeah.
Size.
That's what it's about.
I love that I can help, you know.
I love Beyonce. Shout out to all the stuff she's got going
you
on.
Yeah.
People are going to think like the Illuminati got to me or something. Yeah. Like Beyonce got like called me up and they were like, I heard you were hating on the podcast. No, that's not,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, her
Beyonce,
people.
Yeah, Beyonce's people didn't reach me this time.
No, Jay-Z. But, she's got Jay-Z wrapped around her finger. I'm sure she can make him do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
At this point. Be like, hey, dude.
Well, I just wanted to shout out my girl, Adrian. You know, shout out for opening my eyes that I actually do like Beyonce. So that's pretty dope. Yeah, we talked about getting some new equipment. I feel like we're pretty official in here, you know.
Honestly, like,
how do you feel?
These mics make me feel like the real deal. Like I'm looking at it and I'm loving it, and I just like, and it's so beautiful, and I just kind of want to cuddle it.
Yeah, I mean,
but
we had a pretty nice setup before, but this is like, yeah, matching microphones and mic stands.
I feel like, and I got to hear a
whole new mixer,
yeah,
that we got,
I got
music
to hear
on
myself on it.
Yeah.
And I felt like I sounded even better.
You were like, oh, crrr.
Oh.
So it looks like you're kind of just as brown as me this week, Veronica. What'd you do?
Well, I already had a little bit of a base tan from being in Florida.
Okay.
With my friends.
Okay.
From my little, like, adult spring break,
yeah,
a couple weeks ago. I guess a month ago now. Wow.
Yeah.
Wild.
Time for another vacation.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
But my friend, I'll shout her out. Mm-hmm. My friend Michaela, she does...
That's what it's all about. Share that love.
Sharing,
yeah,
that love. My friend Michaela, she does spray tanning here in the ATL.
Okay.
So if you are looking for that safe glow, hit her up on like on either Instagram or on Facebook. She's Michaela McGee. On Instagram, she's at
pew, pew, pew.
Michaela. I'm gonna find it.
What's up, Michaela McGee?
I really liked it. I thought I looked really good. I think I look like pretty natural because I've got like a lot of olive undertones. Because
when I saw you at work today, that was the first thing I said. Yo, you got,
yeah,
a little brown. What happened?
Yeah. What happened?
Though? What happened was
her,
I got
okay. So on
me.
Instagram, she's at Michaela M 7, and that's M I K A Y L A M 7.
Hit her up if you want that. If you want that brownness.
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah.
Well, in a good way.
But she
I
gave
like
me,
being brown.
She gave me a really nice little just spray tan for free because we're pals, and she has like the whole like she just has like the tent and stuff. So she goes to you, or like you just go to her place.
Oh, cool.
Or whatever, and she has like. She's
house calls, that's dope.
Yeah, exactly. She does a really good job, and she's telling me crazy stories about how she's done like a lot of like strippers and stuff.
Ooh.
Before, and like, you know,
she does like weddings and all that.
Yeah, and yeah, like proms or whatever, I guess. Yeah,
so. Proms, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
so cool
I look pretty.
Yeah, you got a nice little tan ready for summer.
Mm.
dope.
Mm.
What else has been happening? We had like the royal baby was born.
Okay, yeah, and we don't know its name.
I know, hold on. Did we Google search it?
I was
or
searching
we...
and I haven't found.
Come on,
anything.
There has to be a name.
I haven't found
it. No, there's
anything.
A name.
I haven't found it.
Come on now.
And I guess, like, the thing is that Cara Delevingne, who's, like, a model and also, like, I guess, actress now.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the Suicide Squad movie as like the crazy witch chick. But she's known as a model. She hangs out with like, you know, the Hadids and all of them.
Yeah. She was in that Valerian movie or whatever it was.
She's known for her very thick eyebrows. She has guessed on Twitter before the announcements for both of the other babies. Mm-hmm. So she like be like, oh, yo, for George, which is the first baby of Kate and Prince William, she was like, oh, if it's George, like, you owe me a pint. And then she also guessed Charlotte, which is their daughter's name. So
wow.
I'm kind of like, I've been like looking for her tweet, like, yo.
Well, I'm like, off a first search on Google, I'm not finding it.
No,
so
I'm
this
telling
baby
you, I
is
don't think,
unknown.
I think they even just released something, like a tweet or something today that was all like, Duchess Kate and the baby are doing well, like, but no name still. And it's like, of course the baby's doing well. It's a little royal baby.
Well,
like,
I think like our newsroom.
How bad off could it be?
We were like a little surprised, like how fast like they presented the baby to the world after she had.
That's like a thing. It's crazy, yeah. And like, so they pretty much like get like a glam squad in there, do her up. Like, homie was in heels walking out of the hospital. Literally had popped a human out of her. Like maybe like four
seven hours.
Yeah.
I think it was 7 hours.
Yeah, seven. Yeah. Still, like, what?
Well, 7 hours, like, that was in the morning. Like, yeah. It wasn't, like, 7 hours in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, and she looks, I always, like, look at the pictures of her with the baby, like, right after. And I'm always just amazed, because, like, I know the glam squad does stuff, but, like, she always does, like, she looks great.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if only, like, I don't even know if I'm ever going to have kids, but, like, if I could look as amazing as Kate Middleton.
After she had a kid.
After she, yeah, and, like, walks out in a dress, in heels. Like, crazy. I don't even know how, like, I feel like, don't your feet get all, like, I don't know. Like, how does that?
I don't know. I don't even want to think about it. I'm like, I'm getting squirmish right now.
You're like, I know. You're like,
all right, next topic.
Human life. Well, besides them having a baby, The Rock.
Oh,
Dwayne
yeah.
Johnson.
That's right.
He had his third, well, I mean, like, he didn't give birth to it.
Yeah.
But him and his wife had their third daughter over the weekend, and he posted like a really cute post on Instagram with like the baby on his chest and like talking all about like how like she's gonna grow up with such strong women role models like her sisters and her mom and like talking about how like men should be there for their wives, like for the delivery, and like seeing such a, like, you know, the miracle of life and stuff. Like, it was just like, The Rock is, like, such a cool dude.
He's on it right now. He's really on it.
He is so cool. Like, he just is awesome and genuine on social media, which, like, sometimes is so hard to find in celebrities.
Well, we definitely just, like, came across that story of him, like, that girl asking him to prom, and then he, like, invited her and her friends to go see the premiere of that Rampage movie.
Yeah, yeah. So when you were fixing things, I was just scrolling
I think that was what we were talking about.
Yeah.
That was like, I'll add that to the list, and I forgot, like, 10 minutes. I'm like, what were we supposed to add to the list?
But I was scrolling through Instagram, and I was, like, looking at The Rock, and I was looking at his baby, and then I was, like, looking at the multiple posts that he did about this girl in Minnesota, who like made it this whole like promposal, being like, yo, will you like rock it up prom with me or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so he came over the loudspeaker and said, you know, sorry, I can't be at prom with you, I'll be in production, blah blah blah, but how about you invite like all your friends and family or whatever. I bought out a whole theater for y'all to see my new movie Rampage, and like, you know, however many concessions and stuff you guys could want, which is like, for teenagers, like,
they're probably freaking out,
go hard on those popcorn and candy. And she was like, it was, her response was so cute. She was like, when she heard his voice, she was like, wait. And then when he said her name, she like started crying. She was like so happy. It was so funny because,
and
like,
that's great promotion for the movie.
I know
Come on, we all know what's going on here.
I know. I mean, it was good, but also, like, really sweet. Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do promotion, you might as well make a little girl's day.
Yeah, you might as well be, you know, not an a-hole about it.
Yeah, but, yeah, so that's awesome for The Rock. He's got some good stuff coming on, going on right now. We did want to talk about kind of, like, our topic of the day, talking about Avicii. And I don't want to get too dark and, like, you know, whatever, but... it's just really sad to see another person, you know, die so young. I think it's the 27 Club, right? That they talk about, like, all these young people passing away.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like Amy Winehouse and all these people die at 27. So he might, you just missed that club, but
like,
I mean, close
enough.
Much, You know, it's just sad because, like, they say, like, they have so much talent and all this stuff and energy in their life that they just burn out so quick.
Yeah,
you know, it sucks because, you know, I've been a DJ. I think, you know, probably the unhealthiest time in my life was when I was a DJ.
I believe it.
And that's because, like, you know, after DJing me, like, I was DJing probably like 7-8 years. After doing it for so long, you kind of start, it's like a job.
You're out every night. Yeah.
You go, you're there like from like 9 to like 2 or 3 in the morning until you get paid. And it's like sometimes boring, like, you know, depending on like
the crowd, the vibe, the whole thing. Yeah.
It can be boring sometimes. And, you know, shout out to all my people that don't think it ever is boring. But you know what it's like, you know, you got some gigs that you just do like get you by and it's boring. But pretty much, you know, after a while, you start wanting to drink or do things like, you know, to keep going and having a good time and fun. So, yeah.
It's just like the culture of the people that you're being surrounded with the entire time.
Yeah, everyone else is drinking, having a good time. So you just like get free drinks while you're DJing. And pretty much, you know, I was the most out of shape I ever was because I was drinking so much beer every night DJing and stuff. And just like getting bad sleep, which makes you not care about your fitness or what you're eating.
Like, yeah, you get bad sleep because you're like out late and whatever. And also like, alcohol, it affects your sleep as well. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, as much fun as it is, like, it definitely is to keep up. Sometimes you got to, like, really keep up. And, you know, everyone else is partying and stuff. So it's sometimes hard to realize that you're doing that for a job. You're getting paid, like, you know.
It's a party.
So it's just really sad to see someone like Avicii. I hope, like, you know, blessings to his family and stuff like that. You know, my condolences. It's just sad when anybody young passes away. I'm trying to think of like the last person that young to have passed away.
I'm trying to think too.
DJ AM.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he used to rock with like Travis Barker and stuff. Like, okay. He's a pretty big DJ. You know, there's a lot of different people that you have passed away really young. You know, people. Kurt Cobain,
yeah.
Who else we got? Damn, they're all like slipping my mind right now. But you know, you gotta be careful out there doing this music stuff. It can take a toll on you. I know a lot of people, you know, especially young people, don't make it. So definitely, you know, if you need help or you know you should ask for it. And that's in any aspect of your life.
Of course, yeah.
You know, a lot of times, like, I need help, you know, and someone who's usually there for me is, like, my sister. She's younger than me. And, you know, it's sometimes, like, you come to her, like, you know, hey, I'm your older brother, but, you know, she really does help out when I do ask for it. And everyone needs help sometimes. So, it's a serious topic. I fell for it that day. Like, you know, it just sucks. It just sucks for the music world, you know. How are you? How'd you hear about it?
I actually, who sent it to me? David Pate sent it to me. He sent me a text and he like sent, I was like shocked. I mean, it's not like I like was Avicii's like biggest fan or anything, but I listened to his music a lot. His music was, you know, a lot of songs like at my high school dances and stuff, or, you know, whenever I go out with my friends or anything like that. And it just like made me so sad, to see someone so young. And also I think something that I've discussed with my friends or whatever is that like how people, you know, really glamorize and all that, like, make fame seem so amazing all the time. And like, yeah, I mean, being famous, you have a lot of privileges and you have a lot of ability to do a lot of different things, and like things can be really easy in a lot of ways. But the dark side of fame is that you know, a lot of people get like really twisted up in a bunch of different stuff.
Like Biggie said, more money, more problems.
Honestly, because yeah, you get twisted up in a bunch of different stuff. Or if you're someone like Avicii, you maybe like being famous might be hard. Like if you're of the personality that maybe you don't really like being around a bunch of people, or you don't like having to always perform per se, or, you know, be such a public person all the time, or all that kind of stuff, or like even like, you know, stay amped and everything like that, that's when you turn to things that like hurt yourself or hurt your body or just bad habits. And
I can totally even like just a little bit, like sometimes, you know, my personality, I'll go all out and I'm like the life of the party. I'm always like woo and all that stuff.
Turn up.
But there was this one time where like I had to do that for like 3-4 days in a row, and by the last night, you know, people were like, it was the last night, and they were like, Sai, let's go party. And I was literally so spent that, like, I was just, like, not enjoying it. I was just,
you were, like,
I had to put on this persona, and I didn't want to be out in public for other people to see me feel like this. So it was like, you know, I was like, hey, guys, I'm going to go call it an evening. I want to be up, like, you know, early. But literally, I had left because I just didn't want to see, I didn't want people to see me not be hype and fun.
Exactly.
And boring and all that stuff.
Yeah,
because
you don't want
people. I could just see that amplified like to 100 million when you're
famous.
Yeah,
you don't want people to think like, yeah, that you're not cool or fun or something like that. And I was just thinking about like other like people, you know, how fame can affect you in a lot of different ways. Like I was thinking of like one of my favorite famous people is Demi Lovato.
Mm-hmm.
And like she now is like such a big advocate for like body love. Like, you know, she's been sober for like 6 years because she used to be like
hard on that coke.
Yeah. Well, she was like hard on a lot of stuff.
Like white.
She like, you know, did a ton of drugs, was drinking. Like she would be like going to, you know, appearances and stuff. She was going to appearances and stuff like as a teenager, like 18, 19.
It's that Disney Channel life.
Yeah, like being like effed up drunk, like, you know, guzzling stuff in a water bottle on the way to wherever she was going. And then she was like,
I mean, I've done that, like, you know, that you're kids, but it's like way worse like, for a celebrity, like
just,
being able
like,
to do
like,
it
at like 9 a.m. in the morning.
Though. Well, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, when I do it, I'd have to like sneak like water into water bottles when I was like in 11th grade. My parents are like, you know, trying to catch my alcohol and stuff. But when you're like in 11th grade, but like a famous person, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Everyone works for you. They're getting you the alcohol, you know, and
And you're surrounded by a bunch of people that are way older. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy. It's like, yeah, I mean, that's why sometimes it happens to these young people who, like, either don't have, like, their wake-up moment like Demi did. Demi was like, yo, I can't do this.
Yeah.
She went to rehab, actually, like, close to my hometown.
I feel like she didn't spiral as much as, like, people like Lindsay Lohan or like Amanda Bynes.
I think she spiraled pretty hard, but I think
publicly, I mean, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think she made it. It wasn't as public. It was more, and plus, like, she battled with a lot of like eating disorders, and she has bipolar disorder and stuff like that. So I think a lot of it was like a lot of different factors that she went to rehab, like, to kind of like figure out.
Yeah.
Quicker than people, like Amanda Bynes. Sometimes I think about Amanda Bynes and I'm like, whoa, remember when Amanda Bynes made great movies? Like,
it's just kind of crazy how she's like been off the radar for so long now, after being on the radar for being,
she was
like crazy.
Yeah, she was crazy.
I've been hearing she's gonna make a comeback or something.
I don't know because Lindsay Lohan's like sort of been making a comeback. She has been I think she was, like, tweeting at people like Beyonce or something, or, like, all these different people,
she's
like,
back online?
Last year, like, trying to get people to come to her birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And then now she does, she has commercials for, like, lawyers.com or something crazy, where she's all, like, she's like,
oh, she's hit rock bottom.
Yeah, she's like,
oh no,
you know,
Lindsay. No.
She's like, you know, I've had a couple DUIs, maybe one.
No way.
Or two, or like four.
I gotta
five.
Find
you gotta
this.
Find
Is this,
this
on YouTube?
It might be. Yeah.
Oh my God, what?
And like, and she's pretty much being like, get you like a good like representative, like a good lawyer. I think I even heard it on the radio too, and I was like, oh
no,
no
way, lawyer.
Lindsay. Yeah.
Oh,
did you buy
lawyer.com?
I told you.
Hold on a second. I'm going to get this pop and see if we can get this. Holy crap. This is real.
Do you think I lied?
Confused and a little scared trouble. When lawyer.com first reached out to me, I was confused and a little scared because I thought I was in trouble. But when they asked me to be their spokesperson, I was intrigued. After meeting with the team, I realized lawyer.com is just about helping people. From getting a DUI, let's not pretend like I didn't get one, or two, or three, or some others.
Oh my God.
It's so simple, and it's free. All you have to do is go online or give us a call. So let's get started, because at lawyer.com, we're always here for you.
Holy crap, guys. no way did lawyer.com pay me to play that, but that was crazy to watch. I just watched it on YouTube.
I'm telling you, dude. Isn't that wild?
I wonder how much she got for that.
I don't.
To like publicly on a commercial forever be like, you know, I got a DUI. One, two, maybe two, three, maybe like, maybe four. She kept going like five, six. Under her breath, she's like seven, eight.
What the hell?
Like, that's so. And I think it's like, think about how, I want to think about like what happened in that pitch meeting. That was like, how about we hit up Lindsay Lohan?
What? Dude, they're geniuses. Like, whoever got Lindsay Lohan to do that, they got a bonus wild. Like no other, yeah, this
like,
last year.
They're like rolling in
at money. First, I was a little hesitant, but then I was like, they're just trying to help people.
I have a lot of friends who work in advertising and stuff, so yeah. I always kind of think about, I'm like, what went into making, like, who thought of that idea, and how were they like, okay, this is how we're spinning it. Like,
yeah.
And it's like,
I always think about the person who bought lawyers.com, like, yeah. Who's a genius who like invested who, like, all their money into that, lawyers.com, like, and how they must have gotten a lot of money putting, you got Lindsay Lohan, like, yeah. Looking like she was back in, you know, The Parent Trap or something. I was like, what? Yeah. But, yeah, check that out. That's pretty crazy. Well, you know, so just to tie up the Avicii thing, you know, it's a sad thing. Vern Troyer, Mini-Me, also passed away last week. And,
yeah.
You know, he was...
David told me about that, too. David's, like, kind of the one who breaks, like, these weird celebrity deaths to me.
Yeah.
I don't even need Twitter, I guess.
Well, I mean, you got David Pate, Twitter. Yeah, so pretty much, you know, Vern Troyer, or I think that's his name. He, you know, was a pretty big, funny. It was like in Austin Powers was one of those movies. That I think he was in a Love Guru.
Yeah.
He was
in a couple other
couple movies, but you know, he that movie, Austin Powers, was one of like the movies we like used to say all the lines to. Like,
oh yeah.
You know, we like, nee! You know, so it sucks, man. It sucks seeing these people pass away. As we get to live on, we get to see all these people pass away. You're like, damn.
It's just always a nice little reminder that, you know, life is short.
Life is short. And
you got to live life every day, you know, loving the things that you like.
Yeah. Don't be a mini me. Be a big version of you.
Oh. I'm not very tall size. I don't really know.
Well, be the biggest.
The biggest 5'3" version of me.
Yeah, so that's some knowledge right there for y'all. We got big movie plans. We had to record this podcast a day early because Veronica's got big movie plans this week.
This is one of the
podcasts in the vault. You had to do this for Black Panther when it came out.
Oh my god!
You saw like two movies in a row. Like you went.
Yeah,
to see-
I went to see. I saw Black Panther on opening night, and then the next night, or the night prior, I forget. It was, because it was Valentine's Day. Me and my roommate went to go see 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, that's right. That's 50 right.
Shades, as I like to call it.
50.
50 Shades, so that I feel a little bit better
so
about it.
So this Thursday.
Infinity War.
Why does it come out on Thursday?
Eventually, what do you mean? I mean,
usually movies drop on Friday.
I mean, they do, but like opening night is Thursday. Like, you know how there used to be like midnight movies?
Yeah.
They don't really do that anymore.
So they just
show
it. I mean,
they do, but, like, it's all, like, starting at, like, 8:30. They do, like, 8:30, 10,
so 11. You already got tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My friend Ross and I, we went to see Black Panther together on opening night. We're seeing this together. And we've seen, like, other movies together. And, like, our thing is that I really should just get MoviePass because...
Yeah, it's $10 a month.
I know. I got
to
do
and
that.
And you do. I mean, for a person that talks about going to movies as often as you do...
Which I don't even feel like I go to movies that much.
Dude,
maybe
like,
just
I've seen you go to 4 movies in the time we have this podcast. We only have 5 episodes. So, yeah, you should get that. I mean, it's like Netflix, but you get to go to the movie theaters.
I know. It pays for itself in, like, one ticket pretty much. Yeah. But we go to, like, the... one of the cheaper theaters, like kind of a little bit, not because like I live right in the like right kind of like in the center of the city almost, and we go a little bit outside the city to, well, not really, it's like, I mean, it's only like 15 minutes away, and it's like the theater in North DeKalb Mall, and so it's like a little
sketchy.
Yeah, it's a little sketch, but the movie prices are like $6.
Yeah.
So like that's worth it to me. Plus I'm like always there with somebody, so I'm fine.
Well, I like to go to the theaters where you can just get beer and like lounge and stuff.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
can
like,
you get $10 and go to those ones?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we gotta do it. I got a buddy that does it.
Yeah, we gotta do that. But we're seeing Infinity War. I'm really excited. It's already like breaking box office records.
You know, you're talking about Infinity War. I just applied for global entry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I could do TSA pre-check and not have to wait in line anymore. But go on, Infinity War. It's worth it. You don't have to wait in line or anything.
Okay, that's good.
Sorry, a little side note. Time travel.
That's kind of...
It's kind of the same, right? You get to go... I don't have to, like, wait in line.
The global entry is, like, kind of, like, I want that as, like, a Christmas gift.
It's a good gift. It's $100. And I don't even have a guaranteed, like, interview yet. I just, like, they're like, we'll get back to you. I'm like, okay, here's my money.
I think I might be like, hey, parents, like...
Dude, no having... Buy me global entry. That's half the... The last time I went back home to Orlando, All right, did I tell you the story about my, so when the time had changed, which has been like a couple weeks now.
Yeah, spring ahead.
Yeah, well, I forgot to put my clock and my stove and my microwave clock an hour. So I've been like, okay, I know it's an hour behind, but for some reason on this Friday I was going home, I looked at
Oh my God, did you almost miss your flight?
I lost a whole hour of like the trip, and I was like taking the MARTA there, remember I was talking about going there and all that stuff. So I get there, I'm late. And I literally barely get through, but because I was so late and I still made it, it was like the quickest like trip I've ever taken, and it was like a really quick trip to Orlando.
Yeah, because Orlando from Atlanta is like you get. They're like, we're not gonna serve you anything because you're gonna be there.
Exactly, and so they're like, yeah, they turn off the light for a second, take a nap. They turn it on 5 minutes later. They're like, we're 20 minutes away. So
I don't even know why they do that.
Yeah, they actually when they come to serve you,
get up and you go down in the air.
They don't even ask you if you want anything. Like I was like wanting to grab a beer from the cart, but they just walked past me with the cart. I was like, wait a second, do they not like even ask you if you want anything? You're supposed to ask them. That's
weird. It's almost like they're throwing the peanuts at you because they're like, you're gonna be landing.
Yeah, that'll be $7. But so pretty much I was like, I went home, my sister and my brother-in-law were like, we just got this global entry, and it's like a little bit extra to do the global one so you can go out of
I'd rather do global, States. Yeah, because it's only a little bit more than just the regular TSA pre-check, and then like, yeah, it gives me more reason to be like,
yeah,
get out of the country.
Either way, it has me feeling like, you know, Iron Man. So I can fly anytime I want and don't have to wait in those lines. So, but I'm very excited about seeing this mega superstar celebrity mashup called the Avengers Infinity War. It's crazy. Last time I saw all those like stars together was Captain America
Civil War.
And, you know, you got to see Ant-Man. You got to see the Black Panther. That's Paul Rudd, which is pretty cool.
I love Paul Rudd. Yeah. That movie, the Ant-Man movie was trash.
So this one's going to have, like, everybody
together.
It's
going to have Spider-Man.
You're going to have Chris Pratt.
It's going to have, and it's going to have Thor. It's going to have... It's going to have everybody.
ScarJo. Speaking of ScarJo.
ScarJo.
She just made a debut with her new man. New mans.
They're not really new. They've literally been...
Her new daddy.
They've been dating since she was the special guest on SNL, I think. They literally were like super into each other then. So they've been probably dating for almost a year.
Colin Jost is the freaking man, dude. I swear to gosh.
Colin Jost so much.
Oh my God. I think, you know. Remember when I was telling you were basic?
I mean, I know that I am, though.
I think I am, too. Because I like the heck out of Colin Jost.
The heck out of him.
Yeah, I think I'm a basic girl. That's weird.
No, I think basic can apply to anybody of any gender.
Yeah.
Everybody well, there's some
things.
Basic.
All right. So I think there's things I'm basic about, but there's also things that are like that are basic that are some of my pet peeves.
Okay. Go. What are you basic about?
Shoot. I mean, I think I like Beyonce, I think. Like avocados, like you do.
I love avocados.
You know, I don't know. Name. What are some basic things?
Other basic things. Well, I love LaCroix, which is pretty basic.
Yeah.
I'm
like more of a just a water guy.
I think a basic thing about you is like your Instagram. Kind of.
Yeah, I talked about that last week.
Yeah, you're instigating. I got a little
influencer. I mean, I don't think it's basic. I just think that it's like, basic it's as like, in the sense of like,
it's like hashtag,
I'm a basic bitch.
Yeah. I mean, I like frozen yogurt.
What do you want me to post?
No, I love.
What do you want to see?
I love your posts. I love all of them, like being in parking garages or.
It's not
with,
all of them.
All of your buttons undone. I mean, you've gotten better. Yeah, you have music now.
Yeah.
It's not just you and all like nearly unbuttoned shirts.
Well, it's. Veronica. It's just boy power now. You know what I'm saying? I started losing the weight. I was like, all right, let me take some good pictures. And at first.
You do look good. I mean, but I don't know if I love the total. unbuttoned look.
I mean, what do you want from me? I mean, it's hot. I'm dancing. I don't want to sweat through my shirt.
You do you. Yeah, you know? Thank you. Like, I can't really judge you. I've done some basic, like, you know, squat picks and.
Well, I always do things that are kind of like different from the rest. So I try to see fashion forward. If I see someone else doing, I'll be like, all right, time for the next thing. Let me throw on this handkerchief. Mm. Oh, everyone's got handkerchiefs.
I love handkerchiefs. Right. I wear them all the time.
Yeah, me too.
So does my mom.
Well, it really helped.
My mom is like our biggest fan, guys.
I know. Shout out Claudia.
Yeah.
Apparently she had my back in the last. I started with me going back on it, but.
But like, yeah, she had a little bit of your back on the Beyonce thing, being all like, yeah, I think it was kind of crazy. She bought out that, like, whatever, cleared out that whole floor.
Yeah,
whatever.
Well, I don't even know if that's true or not, but if it is, it's messed up, right, Claudia?
Claude.
Yeah, Claude's. Well, what else? I wanted to shout out my homie Julian from Startup Financial Podcast. You know, he's a homie also doing a podcast. His is like a lot about business and money.
Ooh, stuff I should probably actually like listen to, know more about because I'm not the greatest at that.
Well, I think it's, I've only heard like an episode, like a couple parts of his episodes and stuff, but I think it's more about like startup, like businesses and, you know, what's working,
which are very
what's not
hot
working.
Right now.
Yeah, stock market stuff, you know, talking about cryptocurrencies.
Which I don't understand.
Well, if you listen to his podcast, you get a little bit of an update. He has a bunch of people come in and, you know, talk about
it. Yeah,
because
I guess Bitcoins are doing, like, cryptocurrencies, like, doing better, I guess?
I wouldn't say that. I put in 150 in which ones I do? Ethereum. And that one's been down for a little while. I'm trying to get it back up. But it was only just to play with it and see how I get a little understanding.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe I should listen to Julian's Startup Financial Podcast a little bit.
Maybe you should. Maybe we should both learn.
Yeah, I just wanted to give him a shout out because he gave us 5 stars and he made a great rating for us on podcast.
So. Thank God he gave us 5 stars because didn't we get like another?
We're not talking about it anymore, Veronica, because we just mess ourselves up when we talk about it. So. I just want to shout out and show a lot of love. You saw my face over here on the podcast. Show us a lot of love. Give us 5 stars. Give us a rating. We'll shout you out.
Please give us, you know, give us those stars.
Yeah, 5 of them to be exact.
What have we ever done wrong to you?
I hate you. Anyways, what else we got going on? What else we got on the docket? Not much happened on Coachella this week, so we don't got anything to report.
No, I mean, Beyonce did her set again. Mm-hmm. This time, they were in pink outfits instead of yellow.
No one goes the week 2 of Coachella.
No, people definitely do.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like all the important people go the first week.
No, I mean, yeah, but I
Who wants to go to the second week? Like, you know, the first week is the one where, like, poof.
Yeah, but I think it was still pretty stellar.
Yeah, but you want to see Beyonce's show after everyone the weekend before you saw Beyonce's show, right?
I mean, I'm probably still gonna watch that.
I know. Do you not understand what I'm saying here? Like,
I get
everyone's,
what you're saying.
Yeah, everyone knows the show beforehand, a week before they get to see it.
Yeah, but okay, but some of the costumes were different.
It looked like Cardi B wore the same one.
Well, Cardi B is also pregnant as hell. Like, Cardi B is probably just like, yo, I'm only getting one thing fitted.
I don't think she got paid super amount of money there. I don't think she knew that Coachella was so big. I was reading some interview.
What do you mean by that? Did she like be like,
well,
whatever?
She, like her people, when they like agreed to do Coachella and for the price and locked it all in, they didn't realize it was such a big thing. Like, she didn't know Coachella Beyonce is going to be headlining. I'm sure they probably left that part out when they were
negotiating.
I feel like
there is a bigger, like almost like urban hip hop presence and stuff, like R&B-ish presence at Coachella this year than maybe in past years.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
Pretty decent lineup, though.
And because, like, I kept seeing pictures of all, like, Migos and Jeezy and everybody, like, them all partying together.
Well, I'm over Coachella anyways.
I mean, I'm pretty over it, too. I'm just, you know, trying to plan out my festivals. I'm going to Lollapalooza only for 2 days. And I'm already trying to think, like, what am I going to wear?
Oh. You could wear this really bright shirt you got going on right now.
This would not be perfect.
Well, you got to wrap it around your head or something.
Like, this would not be good for Lala because I would look like a country club mom at Lala. And
some girl and her mom is here.
And it's like, wait a second. But yeah, no, it'd be like me and my mom would like look like less like nerdy than me. Unreal.
Claudia.
Unreal.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but what else did we have on the list?
So The Bachelorette will be coming on soon.
Okay.
Which means
we got some stuff to talk about.
It's almost done recording. Because, you know, obviously when we, you know, people watch The Bachelorette, it's all done, and whoever they're with and whatever, they're hiding away. Because that's how it happens.
It's yeah, like, I don't know how they, like, keep them secret. Like, yeah. Everybody. Like, yeah. Even, like, I look at some of the contestants, I'm like, there's no way that person could keep a secret.
Yeah.
But they do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they'll sue them for millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's even why when they are
So how does Reality Steve get away with it?
I don't know how Reality Steve, like, he...
I think The Bachelors was sending an assassin.
Maybe, I feel like... Part of me feels like he might have an inside person at ABC. Part of me feels like, I don't know. I don't know how he gets it done because, like, he... I feel like he's gotten, like, even better in the past, like, year or so, like, of, like, finding everything.
I bet you it's at the point where he's so big that people want to be the one that gave Reality Steve.
Yeah, I mean, like, everybody looks at... I personally don't really look at Reality Steve because, like, I don't really like to be spoiled.
Yeah, I don't either.
I
mean, the show's already hard enough to get through sometimes.
Yeah,
like, you know.
Yeah, I kind of... Even if I sometimes do accidentally spoil, like, a part of it for myself or something like that, I like to then, like, stop and make sure I don't spoil anything more so that I could just watch it in all of its awful glory. But...
Well, you were saying that what happened towards the end...
So, like, it's home, like, I guess they're, like, filming hometown dates right now.
Okay.
And so, the only reason why I know this is because I have a friend that I went to college with. Her name is Samantha Colson.
Uh-oh.
And she...
She's releasing her what are they called? And if a newspaper, or your... Oh, what's the word?
What are you
talking... Your source.
My source.
You're not supposed to list your source.
But she, like, has posted about it. Okay. So, it's not a big deal. She lives in Manteca, I don't really know how to pronounce it, California.
Okay.
And I guess they, like, had posted on, like, the Manteca City, whatever, Facebook page about how they were going to be filming The Bachelorette there.
Wow.
And so I guess it's one of their, she's like, it has to be hometowns, right? I'm like, yeah, because we're almost, like, the season's going to start in, like, a month or so. So it has to be hometowns at this point. And also, like, why would they be somewhere in California this close to, like, when? The season's about to start. And so I guess, like, she was posting pictures and everything. Like, yeah, they even had, like, these signs being like, welcome, Becca. And I'm not going to say the guy's name because I don't want to ruin it for...
So you know who made it?
Well, I already know a guy who made it.
You did his last season.
Stop reading.
Online. Why are you reading? Who told you to read?
She sent me the stuff. Oh, okay. Man. And I guess they had a sign. She's like, there's literally nothing to do in Manteca. So, like, I don't know what they're going to do. She's like, but they're setting up stuff at the train station. And I was joking that they're, like, going to, like, spend the date, like, in an old train car or something. Oh. Like,
already not, like, feeling this.
I was like, what the heck are they doing? And I guess, like, Manteca is kind of, like, a pretty agricultural area. So, homie's probably, like, a farm boy. So
I'm hoping for some drama this season. Usually bring the drama.
They honestly do.
But I don't know. Like, every season that goes by, I feel like the group gets tighter and tighter. Like, they know what it's going to be. It's like a frat or something.
Yeah, because Rachel's season, they literally called themselves, like, the Rose Boys. There was a hashtag for, like, the longest time, like, all of them, like, Dean, Diggy. I love Diggy. I follow him on Instagram. Who else? All those dudes from, like, Rachel's season, they, like, call, and, like, they're all really close, and they all hang out, and they're all, like, whatever, and, like, Dean was, like, in the top three or top four, so it's, like, okay, they're all super close, but, like, some of them are, like, almost, like, but it's, like, yeah, bro, you go after that girl that we're all going after, but, like, good luck. But it's like the girls also are, like, oh, mom, blah.
Yeah, that's what I hate about it, like, so it's like, that's my homie. They're, like, sometimes more friends about, like, becoming more friends and, like, going for
that's
the girl.
Why I've always loved watching The Bachelorette, because some of them, yeah, there's always been, like, those couple of times where it's like, how come this dude is spending so much time with this other dude?
But it only lasts for so long. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it the other day, being one of those, like, cast members in one of those seasons, because, like, only, like, one or two of them really shine through, like your Ashley Eyes or your Dean.
Ashley Eyes.
You know what I'm saying? Your Ben's, you know, they're because they all hang out, but they'll like, you know, there's so many of them that they'll like phase out themselves.
Well, and it's kind of like, it kind of depends on like what they then decide to like kind of like keep pushing their name out there for, I think. So like, I mean,
yo, did you see CN with Dean at Coachella? I saw a picture of that.
What? Yeah, they were at I mean, because like all
Sienna's so fine.
Sienna's so fine. Like, and I hope she wouldn't. She doesn't like walk away from Dean.
No, but you know that people love Dean.
I mean, I love Dean.
And like everyone was trying to hook up Sienna and Ben.
Dude, they would be perfect because like they're both like kind. They're both.
Ben is like too kind.
I love Ben. It
makes me like want to be kind as hell.
Maybe you should.
Okay. I will.
Maybe that's our growing lesson for today.
Future Ben.
Future Ben. Future Ben podcast.
Future Ben podcast.
Ben Higgins, if you're listening, which you should,
I told him, you're allowed on the podcast, man.
Come on,
Veronica
our show.
Really wants you here, I guess you could come.
I really want you, Ben.
Wow. Basic.
Basic girl over.
Well, all right, let's wrap it up. We were talking about a hot new song this week. What were you listening to?
I mean, Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
Okay, so the fact that, like, I mean, I follow some of, like, I mean, I work with radio stations, so I follow some of, like, you know, on-air talent and whatever and stuff like that. I always see the new song, like, them promoting, like, new songs that are going to drop. So, like, I knew that Ariana Grande.
Getting that big push.
I was like, ooh, can't wait for, like, No Tears Left to Cry.
Yeah.
And it didn't disappoint. Like, this is her first song after the Manchester shooting.
Oh, okay.
At her
show.
And so, like.
Interesting name for a song.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's a bop. It's a bop.
Yeah, well.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it, too. This is going to be my third time listening to it. But every time I listen to it, it makes
me
hyper.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, this is Ariana Grande's new song, No Tears Left to Cry. We'll see how much we get into this, but we gonna party. Let's go. Future Bachelor. Okay, B. Wow. Come on. Come on. We got B rocking. Future Bachelor, let's go. Come on. Woo. Damn, that's so like hypnotizing.
It is.
Picking it up. Go. Come on.
I feel you could just, like, if you wanted to, you could kind of, like, drop like, some bars, like, right in there. Like, it definitely has the ability to be, like, remixed with, like, a rap feature.
Yeah. Don't care if I'm fly, but I know that I keep on cracking the top of that. I can't jump from crack. Come. Picking it up.
Yeah, she could literally. I think there could be a great remix.
There's gonna be a remix with Kendrick Lamar coming
out. Oh, maybe.
That'd be crazy.
Who else would? Maybe Jason Derulo. Somebody weird. Maybe who would lay? Maybe like a who's like a hot feature rapper right now? Quavo.
Logic.
Ooh, Logic. Her and Logic.
Yeah.
Or is she still dating Mac Miller?
Good question. I was wondering that the other day, too. Mac Miller would not be the choice. It'd be Logic.
It'd
or
be
G-Eazy
Logic.
Or something like that.
Ooh, G-Eazy.
Yeah. Mm. Or Cardi.
Cardi! Ooh. Or Nicki. Her and Nicki obviously have done some good stuff together, so I could see that.
Weren't they just getting sued for their song Side to Side? It was some dumb reason, but I saw...
sued for
I don't know. Someone said that they stole the idea.
From what?
I don't know. People say that all the time about songs. But that was No Tears Left to Cry by Ariana Grande.
It's new on song. Our, we it's just on already had it.
Future Bachelor Podcast on Spotify. Hit that shit.
Hit it up. It's really good. I listen to it while I work some days.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm jamming.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty good songs. It's got a good mix of new, old,
yeah,
everything in between.
And now
so,
it's
yeah.
got Avicii on there too.
Now
right?
it's got Avicii. Rest in peace, man. R.I.P. This episode goes out to him. This has been episode 5 of Future Bachelor. We'll be back next week. I'm be heading to Chicago, your hometown, this weekend.
Oh, yay.
I'm pretty stoked.
Have fun. I think the weather's going to be meh. Yeah. Okay. It's well, going to be better than.
For some reason, I really wanted to ask, you know, who my smart assistant over there, what the weather was going to be like this weekend, but I don't think it would come out clean on the microphones.
Oh.
But it's interesting because I'll be like, hey, what should I wear this weekend? And be like, the weather is going to be this much. But you were saying last week it was supposed to be like high 50s?
Let's do a quick check since
quick
I have.
Check? What
I have
should
it
I
saved?
Wear this weekend in Chicago?
I have it saved in my. I have like a lot of different places. Okay, Chicago.
Mm hmm.
Friday, it's going to be 51 and raining.
Oh, okay. That sucks.
Saturday, it's going to be 46, partly cloudy.
It's horrible.
Sunday, it's going to be 54 and sunny.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, and then you literally miss, because when do you come back?
Sunday.
Yeah, and then it goes randomly up into the 70s.
What?
On Monday and Tuesday.
Well, hopefully that'll all like bleed into the weekend.
Yeah.
And I'll get, whatever. We'll
bleeding
be drinking.
For the weekend.
Yeah, just looking for a place to drink with some shelter and some friends. If you're in the Chicago area, hit me up. I'm at that fly kid on Instagram. DM me. We got Veronicanda
_18.
Yeah. I'm
yes.
getting it. Episode 5, Future Bachelor. Thank you for everyone that's listening, rating, subscribing, sharing, hitting us up on when we walk past us talking about any topics. Let us know what you want to hear. Email us at contact@futurebachelor.com. And we just set up a new phone number.
Ooh!
So eventually,
we are the real deal.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think of the number right now, but I don't want to say the wrong one. I'm pretty sure it's like 264-269-2691. I can't believe I remembered it from yesterday. But it's a pretty easy number to remember. But
264-269?
Yeah, 2691. Oh. It's random. But that's our number. And we're going to set up a voicemail. You can call us. Maybe leave some shout-outs on it. We'll play them on the episode beforehand. Right? Maybe get some people to call in with some fun things to talk about. Because I know some people that want to call in and talk to
me
us.
Me too.
And maybe do a little interview with somebody.
Ooh. Ooh.
So shout-out to our new equipment. We got...
Because we feel like real bougie bitches.
Yeah, right
now.
Like this microphone, I don't want to stop talking. Behringer for the mixer. We got Zing U for the microphones. We're kind of doing it big now, V.
We are.
Big deal.
Big
our Future Bachelor podcast.
Deals.
High five. This has been episode 5 of Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And yo, we'll see you next week. Deuces.
Bye. Future Bachelor Podcast.